Furthermore, the Athenians had to figure out a way of how to cut their commitments, given the fact that they had a war going on with Sparta, as well as a war that no longer was going very favorably against the Persians. And here Pericles stepped forward, and he took several very important actions in this period. One was in 451 BC, he arranged for the recall of his political opponent, Cimon. Cimon, who had been ostracized over the fiasco in Sparta, came back about 9 years into his ostracism. He maybe had another year to run. But with Cimon in the political scene of Athens, he had the connections as the proxenos, the guest friend. And this is a point I keep stressing. A lot of foreign policy is conducted by the aristocrats through private arrangements and guest friendships and marital ties. Cimon was literally brought back by Pericles to arrange a 5-year armistice, not a treaty, not an alliance. The Greek is very clear. An armistice to stop the fighting with the Spartans. The Spartans were delighted to take the option. At the same time, the Argives, who had hoped that this war would lead to an Athenian commitment in the Peloponnesus, concluded a 30-year peace with Sparta. So in 451 BC, the fighting between the Athenians and Spartans, which had raged for 10 years, which is close to a generation of men of military age, concluded in an armistice and in a treaty between Argos and Sparta. That ended one of the theaters of operation. Cimon then went on to command an allied expedition, and it was probably only Cimon who could do this, which sailed into the eastern Mediterranean in 450 BC, and at the Cypriot town of Salamis, not to be confused with the island controlled by Athens in the Saronic Gulf, but a town in Cyprus, Salamis. The connection is that both the island of Salamis and the town in Cyprus claim descent from Ajax the Greater, the Homeric hero in the Iliad. That there in 449 BC, Cimon won a stunning victory over the Persian fleet. That victory led to the negotiation of a treaty known as the Peace of Callias. Callias is the brother-in-law of Cimon. Cimon died from illness and wounds resulting from the battle. And that treaty in 449 BC, in effect, settled the Persian wars. It officially ended the war between the Greeks and the great king of Persia. It was an important treaty for several reasons. One, the Athenians gave up active support of rebels within the Persian Empire, and that included Egypt. They also pulled out of Cyprus. This was emotionally hard for the Athenians. The Cypriots spoke an East Greek dialect. That is a dialect closely related to Athens. Many of the leading families in Athens had marital and religious ties with the kings, the princes, who ruled in Cyprus. Cyprus was sort of delightful for most Greeks because it was sort of like a living museum. The princes there looked like they weren't very powerful, but they rode around in chariots, and they acted a lot the way the Greeks supposedly acted in the time of the Bronze Age described by Homer. But in any event, Cyprus, which was a majority of Greek cities, there were Phoenicians there as well, were handed back over to the Persian king. The Persian king, on the other hand, agreed not to send any fleet into the Aegean, and allowed the Athenians to keep control over those Ionian cities, as well as the European possessions that the Persians had once possessed. It was an acknowledgement by the great king of Persia of the integrity of the Athenian Empire, for which some would call Delian League. It was a major diplomatic victory for the Athenians. But it then also raises another question. If you've just concluded a peace with Persia, why do you need the Delian League? And that's a whole question we're going to look at in a separate lecture. And Pericles comes through different ways of justifying the continuing of this collection of tribute in what is really should be called the Athenian Empire. Hearche, as the imperial power, as Thucydides calls it in his history. This situation put the Athenians in an impressively favorable situation, and it really is to the credit of Pericles that he was able to negotiate these armistices and treaties by bringing back in Cimon. To give you some idea of how dangerous these rebellions are, and again, we don't have an account detailed the way we do with Thucydides, one of the inscriptions that survives from this time is a casualty list. Erected sometime in 459 or 458 BC, and it's for the Erechtheid tribe, or the Erechtheus, that is one of the 10 tribes of Athens, which functions as a political unit as well as a regiment in the army.